I have to remember that because we teach so many students, I want them to like get through it. I'm always in the like critical mode, right? It's like, okay, well, this has a cast and you should do this and this. But I always have to like pull back and it's like, you know what? Like what do they do right? Right? Because it's always... And sometimes that's really easy to do because a student will have, you know, struggled and then they produce something that's like outstanding. Like, and it could be outstanding. It may be a B plus and not an A plus, but it's outstanding because they started out at like a C, right? And so I just, you know, I get them to look at it. It's like, and tell them like, I hope you're proud because you did this, this, and this, and this.
Right.
And so because I work with them one-on-one and I see their projects through all stages, I know their struggles because I asked them, it's like, okay, what were your successes and what were the potholes? Right. And so it's not like they just show me a final product. So individually, it's like, you did awesome. Like that was a really hard concept and you nailed it. Right. And as a group, like, I mean, we also get students to show their work. So we've got some spaces on campus that we've, we've kind of negotiated. And it's like, and so the students have show their work. And I think that's where they get a real big sense of accomplishment. It's like, it's not like something I did in class and then like three people saw it and my teacher, it's like, now it's up in the library and students are walking by and seeing it and there's your name. And, so we sell, it's kind of celebrated, you know, like one-on-one. And because we do midterm interviews and final interviews, I've got that one-on-one time with them for sure if I don't see them in class.